on Oxford College of Emory University Week. Music can give an area a cultural identity. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Pablo Palomino, assistant professor of Latin American and Caribbean Studies, details one region where it has become a powerful symbol.
How did music become Latin American? The diversity of this region, linguistic, ethnic, and geographic, is also musical. What definition could provide a common ground to, say, Afro-Cuban drumming, Mexican classical or ranchera music, Brazilian colonial baroque, and Argentine rock? And yet, the aesthetic category Latin American music is everywhere, in concert programming and the music industry, naturalized by listeners throughout the world. Like the songs collected by folklorists since the 18th century, it is more than just music. It stands as a symbol of an entire region. Its history overlaps, in fact, with the history of other categories like Pan-American music, Iberian-American music, national music, and more recently, world music. These categories coexisted for about 100 years. The history of Latin American music means not just the history of specific songs or styles, but the idea of Latin America as a cultural space, a market, and a regional identity. Public education, commerce, musicology, and diplomacy invented this category in the 1930s. I investigated this transnational history in Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, and the United States, the demographically and economically largest countries of the hemisphere during the 20th century, and also in Germany, where the very idea that the music of the world was organized in distinct areas and traditions was invented. I combine in my work the insights of historians, musicologists, and ethnomusicologists to investigate how music became the most powerful symbol and also a stereotype of Latin American culture.
That was Pablo Palomino from Oxford College of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.